The Veggie Oil Fuel Initiative started last year when the Westfield School District boosted their fuel budget for buses and lawnmowers by 10%, only to discover that the actual cost turned out to be much more. District Superintendent Roger Schmidt.
What happened actually, however, was that the increase was $59,000 above that 10%. So we ended up with a 43% increase in our fuel cost.
Schmidt says that discovery resulted in a plan to get free waste vegetable oil from the local Brakebush company that produces fried chicken products and then use that to make biodiesel to run the school buses and lawnmowers.
It smelled a little bit like French fries, but it not only was cleaner, there were no emissions into the environment.
Once the district found it could produce the fuel for $1.15 a gallon, the next step was to integrate the project into the school curriculum. Paul Zilke will be teaching the new biofuels class.
So we're going to talk about biodiesel as far as taking the vegetable oil and making it into fuel. We'll talk about ethanol production as well. And we'll actually go through to do some hands-on in classroom and show the kids, you know, this is what's happening. How can we do the savings of environmental benefits? And really learn some good science applications with that.
The district can now make about 80 gallons of biodiesel a day. Fueling the entire bus fleet is the goal, but that means making 60,000 gallons a year. The plan now is to blend the locally made biodiesel with petrodiesel to reach that goal and still save money. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.